This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Education policy experts generally agree that it costs more to teach students living in poverty. The Urban Institute has new data today looking at which states spend more money on schools with many low-income kids. From the Education Desk at WYPR in Baltimore, Amy Scott reports.
Research has shown that more school funding can make a big difference in test scores and graduation rates for kids in high-poverty schools. Bruce Baker teaches education finance at Rutgers University.
It's really about having the resources to pay the key staff well enough and to have enough of them.
The Urban Institute's Matthew Chingos says 35 states have policies to direct more funding to high-poverty schools.
But we're finding in reality that many of those mechanisms don't succeed.
One reason is segregation. In states like New York, where school districts are often segregated by income, it's easier to target money at the kids who need it.
Whereas if you are a state like Florida, with large countywide school districts, so all of Miami is one school district, then it's much harder to target funding through a state formula because the poor students are spread throughout the state.
In nearly half of states, students from low-income families receive less state and local funding on average than wealthier students. I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.